Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today we have got the People's Princess on the pod. It's David Potts.
Hello.
Oh my God. I'm fucking buzzing, man.
Not a Geordie.
But like it had more effect when I said it like that. We've got the winner.
The winner. The People's Princess.
Well, first of all, we're going to go all the way back, first of all, because I said before, I watched you on Ibiza Weekender with El Pepe.
Yeah.
Yeah. El Pepe, El Jefe. I was thinking of the meme, El Pepe, the frog. How was that?
Do you know what? I just fell into it.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. Like, I literally grew up. I started doing it when I was 21.
Oh, yeah. Quite young.
Yeah, like, I literally grew up doing it. Like, my last series, I was 29.
Wow.
So I literally grew up doing the show. And it was just a bit of me.
How did you get casted as? Because you were the main guy.
Yeah, well, the first series, I wasn't. Like, I was just like a normal rep.
Yeah.
And I literally just filled in the application form. My friend sent it me.
Love that.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Back in the day.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a go. It was only like three questions.
Oh.
And a picture.
Fine.
And I was like, perfect.
Do you like to party?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And then I didn't hear anything back for ages.
Right.
And then I got a new job at the time because I was going to get sacked from my job. Like, because I used to get in trouble. I used to work for Royal Bank of Scotland.
What?
Yeah.
You dishing out notes.
Yeah, and I used to get in trouble every day. So I was like, I need to look for a new job. So I just applying as you do, you know, on Indeed.
Yep, yep.
And then my friend literally sent me the thingy and I did it. Didn't hear anything back for ages. And they just randomly rang me one day and was like,
you're on.
Do you remember applying for this? And I was like, no. And they was like, well, can we talk to you now? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I did. And it used my entire hour lunch break. And I was like, if I don't get this, I've wasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then literally it was so quick, the process. Like I did a face-to-face audition in Manchester.
Stunning.
Then I did the group one in London.
Terrifying.
That was the first time I'd ever been to London in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, to one of the producers, she was like, yeah, you just need to get the train to Houston and then get on the tube. I was like, the what?
The who, sorry.
So I was like, you're going to have to come and meet me at Houston because I literally do not have a clue what I'm doing. So I literally got to Houston and was like,
the most intimidating place you could have been dropped off as well.
Shaking. And then, yeah, I literally did it. And then within 2 weeks, I was on the show packing my bags and going to Ibiza.
Oh my God. Because that is my dream. Although one thing I will say is, if I was being filmed at 21, I'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, I was very well behaved.
Yeah, well done to you.
Yeah.
Well done to you.
I was very good.
It's such an insane program. Because being a rep is actually very stressful.
Oh, it's hard work. People think it's easy.
Yeah.
But drinking during the day and at night, having about 3 hours sleep and getting up ready to film.
No.
Is hard. Yeah. Like my bags under my eyes for life. Like, they've still not gone.
For life. What did you have to do? So you had to, I know, obviously, but for people that don't know, so you have to take the guests, because guests arrive, take them out, get them up, keep them entertained. What else have you got to do?
So basically, in a nutshell, we'd get up, maybe film some bits in reception, then the guests would wake up, you'd have to give them the breakfast, because I was like the head rep, I'd do like a rep meeting, tell everybody what jobs they're doing for the day, have a little debrief of what happened the night before, and then after a couple of hours, we'd be going to like a pool party.
Oh, stunning.
And I'm like, my eyes are still glazed. And they're still
drunk.
Slightly stuck together, but we moved. Just get me a tequila and then let's go.
Who was the favourite person you worked with on that show?
Oh, it's got to be Ellie.
Oh, Ellie.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? I love them. I genuinely love them all. And like some of them that we still speak to and we all still hang around with each other and it's lovely. But like Ellie's like one of my best friends now and we met on the show.
But I always see her on TikTok.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her. And also Jordan and, cannot remember for the
life. Isabel
are still together.
Yeah, we went out on Sunday in Manchester.
Really?
A big group of us.
I love that.
Yeah, and they were together.
What? It's like a dating show. I love it.
Like, literally, they've been together for years.
No, they actually have. Since I was at, school.
Like, why are they not married?
Yeah, actually, Jordan, what are you doing? Yeah.
Get down on one knee.
Fucking ring out.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to CBB. Did you apply? Did you get approached? What's the vibe?
I got approached for it. Well, I didn't personally. My agent got approached for it. Yeah. They didn't just ring me on WhatsApp. They just approached me and was like, would you want to be interested in doing it?
Yeah.
And I was like, absolutely.
Pickles.
Yeah, of course. Like, I love CBeeb. Like, I watched it all the time when I was growing up. It was like the reality show.
It was.
So I was like, yes. So literally had a Zoom with them. Then they asked me to come to London, had a face-to-face, and then they were like, tick.
It's that easy?
That quick. Yeah.
Did you have, what were your nerves beforehand? What were you nervous about?
So I'm not a confrontational person.
Amen.
I don't like confrontation. Mm. I mean, if somebody comes to me with it, then I'm like, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Like, I'll give it.
You're like, I'm ready. But like, I don't like it. It's just not me at all. So that was the only thing. I was just a bit like, is it going to be really confrontational? Yeah. And also the sleeping situation, because I hate when people snore. Oh,
it's me, I snore.
Oh, no, Grace.
I know.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you weren't in there. Yeah. Even though I thought you were going to be in there, I'm so glad you weren't.
Yeah, do you think I was going to rock
up? I genuinely, you were definitely speculated, but then again, who wasn't?
True.
Everybody under the sun was speculated to go in, but I did think you would be in there, yeah?
Oh, I think we would have had a great time.
Yeah, you would have been great.
Oh my God. But also, you don't know anyone, genuinely.
No. I'd met Lauren once.
Oh, had you?
Yeah, only once. Okay. Very brief.
Yeah.
But I'd never met anybody else.
That to me, I have to know at least one person that's going in, otherwise I will absolutely spiral.
See, in a social setting, I thrive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm very chatty and I can talk to anyone, so that didn't bother me.
Yeah, yeah,
but the sleeping on a bed this big threw me, because one sneeze the wrong way, I was on the floor.
You're on the floor?
Yeah.
Like Louis?
Yeah,
yeah,
literally.
Of course. But don't you have to share beds as well a lot of the time?
I didn't. I legged it for a single.
Absolutely.
I sprinted, nearly stuck my toe, tripped over, but I was going for a single in the corner.
Because you can't. I'm sorry, you cannot share a bed with someone you don't know.
A complete stranger as well.
Imagine rocking up and you're next to Louis Welsh. I'll be like, hello.
Oh no, Louis was like, that's my double. Nobody's sharing.
I saw that. Lauren was like, I'll sleep here.
He was like, no.
Like, fuck off.
Oh yeah, he was fuck like, off. Absolutely not. Let move it.
So how did you feel when you got in and you saw everyone?
So I came in, there was only a couple of them in, because I think there was like four of them or five of them in when I walked in. And I recognised like a couple of them, like obviously Coulson from Corrie.
Yeah.
Ekin-Su was in there. And I was just like, I was so happy, because when you literally pull up outside, you're in a car on your own, and then all of a sudden you open that door and it's just the crowd.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's literally just the crowd screaming. So it's very like,
no.
Your adrenaline is through the roof.
Yeah. You got AJ in front of you.
Yeah. Slay away. And then Will's there looking gorgeous.
Cool.
And it's very like, wow. But then again, I loved it.
I feel like that's the one time as well that it's like a birthday.
Yeah.
Everything's about you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'd lap that shit up.
Because they're playing like little pictures of your videos everywhere.
Please tell me about the filming of the pictures and the videos and stuff. Is it awkward? Because to me, that's my worst nightmare.
No. So again, I don't mind stuff like that.
Oh, you're a better person than me.
No, I didn't mind. And when we was doing it, there was about 20, 30 people just stood there, and then I was in the box. And I was just going for it. Like,
do you have any music in the back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, there was
fine.
Like, what music do you want on? So I was like giving them a little playlist of music.
Yeah, give me Sugar Bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just going for it. I didn't mind it at all, to be honest.
Fine.
To be fair, though, I did know some of the producers.
Okay, fine.
I'd worked with them before on other shows. So it was like, I knew what the vibe was.
Yeah, that's true. If you know the vibe, you know the vibe.
But that 30-second clip you see of us, I was there hours.
Really? Just doing loads of different shots?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I loved it though.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just be like, for 2 hours.
That's good though. I think they'd like that.
Thank you.
It's different.
Sign me up next year then. So you wake up from your first night of sleep.
Right.
Have you forgotten you're in the house? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't sleep very well for like the first few nights because it was just very, like I said, fish finger bed.
Yeah.
And very like a lot of people around you, but then like, do you know when you wake up and then like you go back to sleep for about 20 minutes and it feels like you've been asleep for hours?
Yeah.
It was like that. And then I woke up and I was a bit like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden the lights come on.
Oh, and it blasts you in the face.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, grab them sunglasses. Like,
Love Island style.
Yeah, I was like, straight on. Yeah, get them on. Because I look like Dennis the Menace when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I would look like shit in that lighting as well.
My hair, I don't know what I do. I must do jujitsu in my sleep or something. My hair is all over the place.
All over the
place. I've been dribbling. Like, it's not a nice picture when I first wake up, I'll be honest.
I bet. You know how much we love Shopify over here at Saving Grace. Well, they're here to remind you that they can help you revolutionize your in-person and online commerce business. From my big brands to my fave boutique, Shopify helps thousands of businesses around the world to sell online and in person. No matter what stage you're at in your business, you can successfully grow like the true girl boss that you are. Shopify even gets you selling across social media like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, which is really helpful for busy people like me that are easily influenced, let me tell you. And thanks to their 24/7 help and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace, all in lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/grace to take your business to the next level today. So you have the diary room. Can you go in there whenever you want?
Yes, you can press the button.
Push the button.
Yeah, they're there for you 24/7.
And this is my biggest question here.
Go on.
Okay. How much can you drink in that house?
So the supply, like, you kind of say what you enjoy drinking.
Okay.
And they give it, they do like give you like what you like. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, a lot of people like Prosecco and like wines.
Wine, yeah.
But like, I'm more of a spirits.
Hear that.
So like, they did like little tins.
Oh, okay. And stuff. I didn't
yeah,
see
and you'll get like
tins.
Three or four.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough to get you a bit merry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. You're not gonna get absolutely steaming, but you can definitely feel
something,
the warmth inside.
Was anyone ever pissed on the show?
Because
I would have just not eaten for the day and enjoyed my four cans.
I mean, I don't think anyone was steaming, no.
Shame. It is a shame.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was really like, I think probably the closest people to like looking like a little bit drunk was probably Lauren.
yeah, fair. Very fair. Did you get on with Lauren in the house?
Yeah, I mean, she was in a different group to me.
Yeah, it was very groupy this year.
Yeah, I mean, groupy. At first it wasn't. And do you know what, it was really nice? Even though we were in groups, at mealtimes we did all come together.
But, yeah.
And we all sat on the big table and like, had a nice chat. And it was so lovely. But like, there was like little groups, like there was like me, Fern, Bradley, Coulson, Nikita, ZZ, Marisha, and then there was like Ekinsu, Lauren,
so
Louis.
Just most of the house. Yeah, fine. It was cracking me up though, because everyone on Twitter was like, it's like gang wars. And I was like, I don't know about
no, it really like isn't. That. It is not that deep. Definitely not.
So your favourite people were the people in your group?
I'm guessing. Definitely. Like, if I had a top two.
Yeah.
It would be ZZ and Bradley.
I loved ZZ on it.
Oh my God.
I think she got actually a very bad rep on there. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. But she was hands down, you and her and Sharon.
Yeah.
And Louis were my favourite people.
I mean, ZZ is a legend.
She just gets it.
I love her.
She's lovely.
Like,
yeah.
I slept next to ZZ like the entire time.
Like,
I was like, nah, we used to do this. Oh. Like, nah. And we used to like, I love it. Yeah. But I love ZZ and Bradley's great as well. But so's Nikita and Coulson.
They were all amazing. But do you know what got me as well is the evictions.
Oh my God, that's right? So intense.
The evict to me, I'd have to have Rescue Remedy at hand.
Yeah.
Can you talk me through a night of an eviction night? Like, what's the run through?
Okay, so we'll all get ready.
Yeah.
They'll give us like a lengthy period of time for everybody to get ready. Obviously, if you're up for eviction, you get your suitcases back. But everything just appears because you never see a soul.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, no, you don't see a single person.
Oh.
The only person you don't see, producers, you don't see anybody. The only people you see are the people that you live with.
That's hell.
You do not see a single soul, so things just appear.
Like magic.
Like, yeah, and it's like, so if you're up for eviction, they'll be like, your cases are ready. So then you'll pack and you'll get ready, and then it's like cold into the living room, and you'll just sit down, and we can't really hear anything at all. So we're just all chatting among ourselves. Yeah, you can't really hear much.
Fine.
And then all of a sudden the lights will change, and then AJ and Will will go live, and then you can hear the audience outside.
You didn't get booed.
No.
But I can only imagine the feeling of getting booed.
I know.
You, in my head, I'd be like, what have I done?
Yes.
The past 48 hours.
Yeah.
To really fuck the general public
right.
off.
Right.
Although as well, it's making me laugh. Louis must have been packing every week. He must have just left it in the case.
No, he did it. You weren't allowed.
Really?
Yeah, you had to unpack them cases, needed to be out of the way.
That is
But poor Louis, I mean, yeah, he was packing, unpacking, packing, unpacking.
I'm also shocked that Lauren went out so early. I'm really shocked by that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, like I said, Lauren wasn't really in my group. She was very funny though.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren was very, like, very loud.
Of course.
Just like me.
Yeah.
But she, like I said, she wasn't really in my group that much. In my group.
Mine.
Mine. No, she wasn't really with us that much, but like she was very funny.
Yeah.
And she was great.
Also, is it Bradley's eviction one of the most rudest evictions ever?
I mean, it was so brutal, but like after it and reflecting, it's like, how amazing.
No, how TV gold.
Yeah. Absolutely,
like
when AJ just walked in, we were all like,
AJ, please.
Gagged.
Did you know then when she walked in?
Well, yeah, because also when the lights change,
right.
They change the light in, I think it's like red and blue.
Right.
It's very scary.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, all of a sudden, it's like really bright, like we're in heaven, and then it goes straight to hell. That's the best way to
describe
it. You
must have, like, PTSD to LED lights.
Yeah, if I see a red and blue light, I just drop to the floor. I just think, get me away from this situation.
I agree. I'd be the exact
same. But I love
same.
The drama as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love the effects of it all. It's just very, like, and everyone's literally going... And like gasping, and it is brilliant.
Je m'appelle Baguette. Je suis men. I am bilingual now, all thanks to today's sponsor, Babbel. Babbel teaches you real-life conversations that you can use when you go abroad. For example, you don't want to be caught out when you're in a restaurant and you don't know how to order a vodka cranberry, God forbid. Babbel also provides you with personal guidance so you always feel like you've got the motivation to learn and you don't fall off it. If you're a busy girl like me, Babbel is amazing because it has flexible learning so you can do it at home, when you're on the go, wherever suits you and whenever you're free. So you can always pick it up where you left off at any time. With their tried and tested method, you can learn a language by just using Babbel for 10 minutes a day. There's so many different ways to learn, from podcasts to games and so much more, so you're never bored. Right now, Babbel is offering our listeners 6 months free with a purchase of a 6-month subscription with the promo code GRACE24. Go to babbel.com/play and use the promo code GRACE24 for an extra 6 months free. That's BABBEL.com/play using the promo code GRACE24, or you can click the link in the description. Babbel, your guaranteed path towards speaking a new language. Was there a moment, have you watched it back?
Bits.
Okay. Is there a moment on the show that maybe wasn't shown that you think should have been shown?
Absolutely.
Tell me.
Absolutely. Two things, in fact, that I've seen, because I specifically looked for these two moments.
Yeah.
So when we did the face-to-face nominations, and it
brutal.
Which were also amazing.
It
got a bit heated between Marisha and Ekinsu.
Yep.
And we're all just kind of like stood there completely silent, whatever's going on. And Nikita, bless him, Nikita just doesn't like any form of confrontation. He doesn't like it.
He was killing me.
Yeah. Literally grabbed his mic and was like, Big Brother, you seriously need to come and take control of this situation. It's getting out of hand. I was screaming laughing, and that's probably why they didn't show it, because they wouldn't have heard him, because I was literally screaming. Like, I was pissing myself because I was basically next to Nikita and I could just hear him doing it, and he was panicking.
He was spiraling.
Oh, it was amazing. Like, spiral. Like, he was scared.
Bless him.
And it wasn't even that bad. Like, I've done Weekender and stuff where people genuinely, like, kick off.
Yeah.
So that, I was like, it's just a tip.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, that's what made me laugh even more because I was like, this isn't even bad.
You should see IB.
Yeah, I was like, this is nothing. Yeah. And then another moment that was hilarious is the first time there was ever a rule break.
Right.
It was like, there's been a rule break. It's Louis. And then they said, and then there was quite a long pause. So Sharon thought it was her. And she literally just like was inside like a little scarf thing and like popped out of it and went, smack my bottom.
Oh.
And it was just like, what? But it was just so funny because it wasn't even her. No, it wasn't her. It was Lauren and Louis. And it was just so completely silent. And then all of a sudden she just shouted, smack my bottom. And I was like,
Sharon,
what? Sharon, please.
I'll see twice.
I was like, this is a family show, babes. Like,
I loved Sharon.
Oh, Sharon was an icon.
One thing I will say, I feel like her and Louis just forgot they were being filmed.
Louis did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Louis used to also like cover his microphone here.
Brilliant.
But you also forgot there's literally hanging microphones.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like there's one above everyone's bed. Like they're everywhere. Like the Louis, you're being filmed 24/7, babes.
You're literally on Big Brother.
Yeah. Everything you say can be heard.
Because it was, I don't know if you saw this when you got out, but Jedward, he said something about Jedward that wasn't very nice.
I mean, Louis said stuff about everyone, I think.
He did. He was just going for it. I was like, fair, I love that man.
Yeah.
But Jedward were around Gemma Collins that night.
Right.
And Gemma just pans to them two watching it, eating a roast. And they were like, do you know what? This is not funny. This is not funny at all. Fuck you, Louis Wall. And it was like this massive
thing. Oh my God, I've not seen that.
You need to go home and Google this. It was like my Roman Empire now.
Oh, wow.
It was so fucking good. So good. Did you like have any conversations with him that were like gossipy or not really? Because he was in a different
place. I spoke to Louis quite a lot, to be fair, because we slept next to each other.
Yeah.
So like, but Louis's very panto villain.
Yes, he is.
It's all tongue in cheek with Louis. Yeah. I mean, except from like Adele, who he's literally like ripped to shreds.
I can't believe that.
I was like, Adele alone. Like, seriously, but like, stuff in the house, if he'd say stuff to people, it's very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
And he'd wink at you afterwards.
So you kind of know.
Yeah. Like me and Louis had like quite a funny friendship. Like it was very like, if I used to sing, like even if I breathed in the morning, he'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, you shut up. And it'd be very jokey.
Yeah.
And like, it's like he was a producer, a cast member and a viewer. So like, if he thought, like, for example, I was funny in a challenge, he'd turn around to me after it and go, you were great in that.
You're going to get the views.
You was like, you were great then. And I'd be like, thanks, Louis.
Just being me. Yeah. Thank you. I just can't believe you shared a fucking house with Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne.
I know.
How mental that is.
It is crazy. Like, when they was like walking down the corridor, I was like, am I on X Factor?
It's a yes.
I was like,
me.
This is boot camp. This is boot camp. We're all fighting for his place at judges' houses.
It was cracking me up. Louis and ZZ when they were king and queen. And she was just like, shut up, Louis.
Yeah.
So it cracked me the fuck up. Could you tell that they were arguing?
Oh, yeah, because where we were sat on the couches downstairs, the little VIP room thing upstairs, you can see it directly in. But you can't hear them, but we could see them. And I was like, guys, they're arguing.
They're not having a good time.
They're arguing. Like, they're fully arguing. But they had the same kind of relationship.
Right, right.
Because Louis didn't really get ZZ at first.
Mm.
But then he really warmed to her, especially after we did the podcast challenge.
Yeah.
It was like, I see what she does.
Yeah.
Because she was so good.
She's amazing.
Oh,
I love her.
I love her so much.
What was your favourite challenge to do in the house?
Oh, the police one.
Yeah.
Because it was a secret mission and I was a bad cop. I was like, good girl gone bad.
You were fucking killing me in that when you were like, go back down, go back down. And you were just...
It was so good because at the beginning of that challenge, like me and Ekin Sue were paired together to do this stamping.
Right.
And we'd stamped about 12 pages of this thing. And I was like, this is so tedious. Like, I was like, I can't do this. Then I got called to the diary room and Big Brother was like, you're on a secret mission. And that's, I'd literally gone from literally dragging myself off the floor to being like up in the clouds. I was like, literally in the clouds. these specific clouds.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so up my street.
Yeah,
I was
amen.
Like, this is absolutely perfect. I loved it so much. Like,
I don't know. I don't know if the challenges would jar me every day though. I don't know if I can do all these challenges.
Yeah.
Especially that one where you had to be a horse. It's my worst nightmare.
Well, I just had a slut drop injury. Because it was like the second day and we was all in the bedroom messing around. Yeah. And Bradley and Nikita were doing this thing where they were walking up to each other saying hi and then like falling back on each other.
Fair.
And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that because I'll snap my back.
Of course.
But I was like, me and Gary will do the slut drop one. Well, I did it, dropped it like it's hot so quickly. Yeah. My leg just went... And Bradley went...
You've done your ACL.
I was like, I've snapped my leg. It's broken. I mean, it wasn't. I literally just pulled a muscle. But I did think I was going to A&A that day.
I'm sad they didn't air that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen that.
I think they did speak about it a little bit. I think they also spoke about it on Late and Live as well.
Of course, of course.
And then literally that day was the horse challenge.
Yeah.
But that's why I was so slow. I mean, I'm not going to say I would have won because I probably would have gone a tiny bit quicker.
No, if they made me... because. The outside is outside.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is it in a hangar though? Is it still into the hangar?
It's like you can see the stars.
Okay.
And it's open
right.
When you're in the garden.
It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
You're going to make me go
get in
through
the water.
Some water.
To be fair, I was sweating my tits off anyway from
you're like, let me in.
Like carrying Coulson and carrying my entire body weight over hurdles. I was like, get me in the cold water.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to cool down.
Did you ever get offended? So obviously when you first came in, Sharon and Louie had to like vote people who like, you know, they wanted up. Did you get offended when they said you? No.
I knew it was going to happen.
Coulson was really offended on one of the days that he...
When Levi called him boring.
That went on for too long, that.
That went on for too long. Bless him.
He really got upset by that.
I know, he's a sensitive soul.
He is a sensitive soul. And the thing is though, in a house like that, you can't be sensitive.
I think it was very like, he didn't really understand where he was coming from. And then they didn't really speak about it. So it was like, rather than just having the chat about it, I mean, they did end up talking about it.
Yeah.
But like at the beginning, I think it was just very like, oh, you've just said that about me, but we're just going to leave it rather than having the conversation. But one thing, Coulson's not, he's boring.
No, he's actually very funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's really, really funny. Like, I spent a lot of time with him and he's not boring one bit.
Okay, we've got some quick fire questions. You ready?
Okay.
Who was the biggest diva in the house?
Louis.
Who was the most argumentative?
Louis.
Louis. Oh, who was the most untidy?
Louis.
Who was the most annoying?
Oh,
well,
Levi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only because he nominated me.
Oh, yeah, who had the shortest fuse?
Shortest fuse?
Like, annoyed quickest. Don't know why I just clicked.
Lauren?
Fair. Who was the laziest?
Louis.
Who was the loudest?
Me!
Who was the funniest?
Me.
I would agree on that
Sorry.
One.
Sorry.
No, 100%.
But you know what? A lot of them were funny as well.
Yeah, but not as funny as you. And lastly, who was the most competitive?
Nikita.
Oh, really?
100% Nikita.
Oh, I didn't see that from Nikita.
Oh, babes.
Oh, Anne.
He's a strictly professional.
That's true.
He's going for gold.
He's got competitive.
Does he have Knox Fern to pop them balloons?
Oh, my God. Him and Fern's beef? I was like, what?
That was just like very random, more than anything.
Incredible.
Well, we were just sat playing a game. And then
she's like, do you know what, Nikita?
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to tell you,
baby. Tell you. I was like, oh, did I know she had it?
I love Fern.
She was a fucking skinny legend.
Oh, love Fern.
Incredible. Shall we address?
Oh, what?
The elephant in the room.
What?
I just want your opinion on the Ekin-Su drama when she had that argument.
What, with Marisha?
Yes.
Right, so...
because I need this point of view from someone that watched this happen.
Right. It was very... the thing is with nominations, we genuinely all did get on. Like I said, we were in groups, but we all used to come together and we all did get to know each other and it was very nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
So when it come to nominations, it was very clutching at straws. Like you was getting any little thing that you possibly... Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. Like, I mean, next time they should probably install a dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
But like... No dishwasher.
It's fucking disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful.
There's no dishwasher.
Okay. Say no more.
There's no dishwasher. So you were clutching at straws. Mm. Now, it was very like I said, we were clutching at straws. We didn't really know what to say. I think Marisha's nomination, she was very close with Ekinso. They were close. So I think she just didn't know what to say. And I think what she said was the right thing, but it's how she delivered it.
Was, yeah. But I kind of got what she was saying.
Yes.
But...
Because it did come from a very good place because they were very friendly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Marisha really liked Ekinso. So it was just, I think Ekinso kind of just like took it in the wrong way maybe.
Yeah.
And didn't really understand where she was coming from. But it's probably because they were close in that.
Yeah. My favourite part of that entire argument wasn't the hysterical crying and the teddy.
Was it Louis sticking his tongue out at ZZ?
It wasn't that.
Oh my God.
It was when Ekin went into the bathroom. Who was there with Marie? Who was? I think it might have been Bradley.
Right.
And she came in and she said, I don't know if I'm ready to forgive you. And I don't know if I can forget. But one damn thing's for sure is that I'm not being walked over. And I said, give this woman a fucking Oscar. That was incredible. Yeah. And people were slagging it off online, but I thought, this is the best entertainment I have ever seen in my entire life. It was incredible.
Ekinso's very theatrical, though. I mean, she was an actress. She's an actress as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, did you see the bit where they, like, pretended to shoot her?
Oh, and she...
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, she's very theatrical.
Yeah.
But yeah, that argument, like I said, I don't even think it was that bad.
Yeah, I
thought it was very tame.
I think the way it's also shown, though, is because it was a lot of the episode.
Right.
So it seemed like a very big thing.
Yeah.
And Twitter went fucking crazy. I don't agree with all the shit that she got when she came out. I think, you know, it's like anything. People, you want the drama. So when people give you the drama, why are you upset?
Right.
I never understand that. But... The one thing I will say is I bet coming out of that house, your experience is probably a bit different though, because you're on, you fucking won. but when you get interviewed straight after coming out, that must be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, you do literally walk off the stage, change your microphones
and just go
and go on to Late and Live.
That is my most terrifying.
But the thing is, I don't think you even have time to think about it because you've literally just, like I said, you've come onto the stage where you're getting the audience reaction, that may be.
Mm.
And then you're literally walking straight onto it. So it's like your adrenaline's going, you don't really have time to think about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually probably a better way to do it because you have time to think.
Yeah. But then again, I can't remember. Ekinso and Levi got evicted that night, didn't they?
So Ekinso went first.
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah. So she probably wouldn't have had time.
No.
If it was a bit like me,
it was
like you go straight from there to there. Like
you just sat in the house alone. Yeah. Like,
oh, no, I was sat in there for so long. Well, stood up. I couldn't sit down.
No, I bet you could, because it's the adrenaline.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I bet the feeling of walking out of those doors is so good.
Feeling that fresh air just smack you under the tits is... absolutely phenomenal. And obviously going out to a good reaction is...
Oh, ideal.
Everything.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could be booed. I'd be like, keep the door shut.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone actually got... Well, from what we could hear, we couldn't hear actually anybody getting booed when they walked out. We could just hear it like when we were sat around together and AJ or Will was reading our names out for who was up for eviction.
Fine.
That's when you can hear the cheering or the booing or
even
the
worse.
Get something out, whoever it is.
I'd be
like, please don't say my name.
I'd be thinking to myself, I'd be like, they said it.
Yeah,
they
no, said I said it to Bradley once. I went, they said David. I went, they said, get David out. I heard it.
He's spiraling for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I heard it. I know I did. And he was like, No.
Was there any arguments that weren't shown? Or even like petty shit?
I don't actually think there was. I think because there wasn't that much, there was like, we've got to show all the...
Right.
All the
bits. They've got to show all of
them. Yeah. Because it wasn't confrontational really at all.
Tell me about the rap party.
Oh, great.
Please tell me.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So I literally like went from late and live to then doing another interview.
Jesus.
And then everyone was already out there. So like me and Sally, my agent, were literally just like the only ones left on the entire
the whole
set.
Thing,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And I was like, right, we're going to go to the rap party now. And then I like walked in, there was like 500 people there and they were all screaming.
And you haven't seen most of these people
because
they work behind the scenes.
Yeah. And then it's like everybody's like nearest and dearest friends and family, agents, everyone. And I was just like,
help.
Like I really, really did feel like the people's princess.
And you were the people's princess.
Like I was like, oh my God.
Me?
Yeah. I was like, oh, thanks guys. Stop it. Get me a drink.
Yeah. Did you get slaughtered?
I had a good few.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I was like, I had a good few, And then I went in, there was like a little, it was gorgeous. It was like all outdoors. And then they had like a little indoor dance place.
Oh.
And it was great. And I like walked in and then all of a sudden there was like, the winner's here. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then they started playing like the Big Brother theme tune. And it was like,
oh, you had to dance.
Yeah. And I was like, right, okay. And then like me and AJ were like in the middle and then like people like surrounded us.
So your first off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it was like the Big Brother theme tune, but it went on for a very long time.
Yeah.
It was like the first cut of it. Like, and I was like, wow, this is actually going on for like a good 2 minutes.
Oh, I mean, by that time.
And I was knackered.
Yeah.
I was like, right, I'm dancing in front of all these people. I'm obviously going to have to give it some.
You have to.
Yeah. I was like, God, I'm boiling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sweating here. I was like, get me outside.
Were any of the, have you met any of the, like, the people from the Big Brother last season, like Jordan, Henry?
Have I met any of them? I don't think I have, no.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Like, you'd love
because
Jordan.
Because they weren't on Late in Life when I did it. They had like, you know, the house guests that they have for the week.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
They were the panel for the final.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
But like, no, I've spoken to a couple of them, like Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Olivia.
She's an icon.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked her on it. I like Jordan and Henry. I've never met them though.
Love.
But I'd love.
Love Jemry.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite person to party with at the rap party?
I mean, I did get down with Bradley.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Get jiggy with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then also with AJ as well.
Cool.
Like AJ parties.
You have to.
Yeah,
I bet.
She got changed out of that dress into cargos.
She said.
Yeah, she was like, cargos, cap, we're getting down. I was like, right, let's go.
Let's fucking have
Yeah.
it. If you could have picked your dream set of housemates that weren't in the house, please tell me who they would have
been. Right. So I'd have to have Kris Jenner.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
I mean.
Oh, come on, the tea?
Yeah, the tea, the drama behind it. Like, she's my favourite at the Kardashians because she's so dramatic.
Of course.
Like, and I love that in somebody. You know, when somebody literally is like, I'm going to die.
Yes.
If, like, they've chipped the nail and they're literally like, no, it's like, I need to go to hospital. Like, that's the vibe of Kris Jenner. I would have loved somebody who was, like, in, like Nicki Minaj or somebody who was, like, someone who was in like Sugar Babes or Girls Aloud.
Yes.
Just so we could get away with singing their songs all the time.
Of course, because they're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fine.
I would have loved it if like Cheryl Cole was in there or like Nadine.
God, that would have been incredible.
Yeah. Like I'd love like a singer or something just so we can sing their songs and not get in trouble for it.
Of course. And some eye candy as well.
I mean, Tom Hardy wouldn't have gone amiss.
He wouldn't have gone amiss.
AJ wouldn't have gone amiss.
God. I don't know who else I'd have had. Maybe like The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Just for like the heavy lifting challenges or anything like that, I could have dealt with.
Mm.
Do you have to clean the house yourself?
Yes.
God forbid.
Yes.
But it must be like living back at uni.
But do you know what? I'm quite a clean person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I used to get the Hoover out.
Okay, it was the messiest.
And I was like, I'm going to clean that up.
Cleaning, bitch.
Well, do you know what? We all kind of chipped in, except from Louis. Okay. Yeah, like...
Which we knew from nominating.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Yeah,
of course.
So, like, I mean, at the end he did help. And by help, I mean he walked to the kitchen, picked up a tea towel, put it down and walked back and sat down. So he moved a tea towel.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there was a punishment for him breaking another rule where he actually had to clean up.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Love that.
He was great.
What was your favourite memory in that house?
I mean, despite like meeting people, obviously, and making good connections, because you are obviously spending a lot of time together. Like you are literally together 24/7. So like getting in the hot tub at night time, having a drink, having a little drinking game.
Quite nice.
That was all really cute.
Yeah.
But funny wise, definitely when me and ZZ did the bad cop challenge. That was great.
So good.
That was great. And then I also love dressing up as the granny. for the fairy tale.
You pulled that off.
Bradley was jealous because Marisha let me try her wig on, and then we had like a couple of wigs in challenges, and Bradley was actually getting fuming because I looked good in all the wigs, and he was like, why do you look so good in all the wigs?
Fucking day.
Yeah. Wow. But like, that was great. I was like, I initially had like a furry onesie under it.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm too hot.
Yeah.
I'm too hot.
All the lights in there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely
not for me.
What is something that you can tell us that's like a secret that people may not know about Big Brother? Can you see people walking past the window?
We did catch someone once.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, I caught my friend Yasmin.
Yeah.
So Yasmin, Yasmin Evans was doing Late and Live, and she was doing the camera run.
Yeah.
And she put a hand up to the...
Is this when you were outside?
We were outside in the garden. Yeah. That's the only time we saw anyone.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, I saw her, and I saw her hand, and I kind of like saw her face. And I was like, I'm not going to mention it, but I was like, there's people there. Everyone's around. There's people there.
She shat herself. She was
she was literally like...
Tap out.
Like falling backwards because she was scared to death.
Fucking hell. That would creep me the fuck out.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a mirror.
Right.
So it's all mirrored. So then like, I don't know, maybe a light kind of hit it or something. Yeah. And we could see through it. And there was just like a hand against it. And I fucking shit myself. I was like...
They're coming after
us. I was like, someone's getting me. I was like...
It reminds me of that Gemma Collins meme where she was like, nah.
Just
saw someone.
Yeah, get the fire exit
fire
door.
Fire exit door.
I'm off.
She would have been an iconic one to go in. I mean... Well. She would have been iconic.
She's an icon.
She's the people's girl.
Yeah, like love she's it. Iconic.
If you had one bit of advice... For anyone that may be watching, that may be going on the normal one or the celeb one,
yes,
what would it be?
Just be you.
That's a dangerous set of advice.
No, seriously, just be yourself because I feel like if you are authentically yourself, no one can, well, they can judge you because people do.
But
if you are authentically yourself, especially from the viewers, they know that you are being. And your housemates know that you are being.
I think that's why you won.
Oh, thank you.
Because you were very much yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was. And that's all I wanted to do. Mm. I just wanted to go in and be me.
Do you think anyone in there played a game?
I don't think played a game in the aspect of like, I'm going to play a game because I want to win.
Right.
But like I said, Louis was very panto villain. Tongue in cheek, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like all that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But he, like I said, deep down, he's a softie. Like he'd have really good chats with you.
Aww.
So he wasn't always like that, but he did know when to kind of like wind you up a little bit or like say stuff. Yeah. But I genuinely think that everyone was themselves, like, which I liked because I feel like if someone's fake or you can, I mean, obviously some of the others think that people might have been being fake, but I thought everyone was very sound.
That's nice to know.
That's what I mean. That's why I think you should do it.
Oh, fucking hell.
Do it. Honest to God.
I'll die.
No, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I said...
Give the public. They want you in there, babe.
You know what? Fine. Maybe if next year, if they come knocking...
Yeah. I'm going to ring them up when I leave here.
You go.
And be like...
Fucking on.
DK Bazza is coming in there.
She's waiting outside already.
Yeah, she's got her suitcases packed.
So what is next for you?
So I've actually started my own podcast.
Come on. What's it called?
It's called The David Potts Show.
Love it.
So iconic.
Love it.
I start filming for it this week, and the first episode is released on Wednesday, the 17th of April.
Woo!
And then every Wednesday as well will be a new episode. And it's going to be very morning TV, but on a podcast.
Amazing.
So we're going to have things like Good Morning Britain instead of Good Mornings. And people can ring up and have a morn.
Oh, I love that.
Everyone loves a morn.
I fucking do.
Yeah, and like Dial David, so people will ring in. And like, it'll be very like...
Agony Aunt Bob.
It's going to be like Lorraine.
We love Lorraine.
But I love Lorraine.
That's an incredible idea.
Yeah, and it's going to be like parody though as well. So it's going to be like comedy, funny stuff, but in a loving way. Because who doesn't like to take the mick a little bit?
Yeah, of course, God forbid.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't wait. I'm going to be listening.
Yeah. You need to come on it.
Fucking let me in there.
Yeah.
I absolutely will.
Yeah.
Would you do another reality TV, anything like that? Is there anything you'd love to do now?
I mean, I've done reality TV for so long. Yeah. I do enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I would definitely do other things. I think the next thing I'd want to do is something kind of like that would challenge me quite a lot and put me out of my comfort zone.
Celebrity SAS.
I would never
do that.
Ever, ever in my life. I've been asked to do that.
Same.
A couple of times, isn't it?
But
yeah.
If you think...
No.
If a man shouts at me, I'm off.
I think I'd literally be like, who are you speaking to? Yeah. You know, I mean, I think I'd be the one that just kind of goes, don't speak to me like that. And then I'd be like,
shit,
yeah, they're gonna shoot me.
Yeah, because they make you beat people up.
Yeah.
Not with these arms.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
Come on.
But I just know that would be hell on earth for me.
Completely.
But like something really nice and fun. Like I'd probably like to do Strictly, but I'd have to be partnered with Nikita.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
I'd want it to be really fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing with Strictly. First of all, you've got to dance.
I feel like I'd lose weight on it though.
That's the only reason I ever want to do I'm a Celeb.
Babe, are you joking?
No, but it's just, it's just to maintain.
Yeah.
Just to maintain.
I'd be awful in the jungle.
But train it, amen. I
would be the worst person.
Love to see you in the jungle. You joking, mate?
I would be the worst person that has ever stepped foot into the jungle. Why? I'm scared of everything. And if I thought the bed in the Big Brother house was bad, have you seen them little hammocks?
The hammocks?
I'd be frozen on the, I'd be thinking, if I move a muscle, I'm going to end up on the floor. I don't like anything that flies.
Yeah.
I don't like any insects. I hate snakes, spiders, rats, I just don't like anything.
Could you do like the eating challenges?
Well, I did a little eating challenge in there and it was only mackerel and I was like nearly throwing up. But I feel like maybe that'd be like the thing that I'm best at because it's not crawling on me.
Right. Okay, so you do the eating challenges.
No, I don't want to do it, though.
I'll do the spider ones.
I feel like I would be that person that, you know, when it's like there's one person you get put for every single task.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be me.
100%. And it would be me voting for you.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Like,
great.
Get David in. Yeah. Keep him in.
Like, no, I'd be awful.
Strictly, I'm a Celeb. I want to see you both on that this year. I want you to thrive.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to fucking see what else you do.
Thank you.
It's been amazing. Last question.
Yeah.
If you had any advice to save Grace for me, what would it be?
To save Grace from what?
Life.
From life?
Anything, yeah. Can be growing arse.
Babe, you've got a bigger ass than me. I've got the flattest ass.
Please.
Mate, are you joking? Oh. I've literally got a pancake.
We need to have an ass off.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I'm not joking. My ass is inverted. So it's like my back and then it's automatically my legs.
Just
like, I'm a plus size gal. Have you ever seen a plus size gal? We know, Bob. You haven't until you've met me. That's what I mean. I'm one in a million.
You're making trends.
Yeah.
I've got
the flattest ass in the world.
Okay, I love that then.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, what's the advice?
My advice is
keep
growing that big booty.
Yeah, say no
because
more.
Because I'm jealous. You're actually my inspiration for a bomb. You're actually my bomb.
I need you to write that down. Yeah. Look in that camera there and say that.
Gracie is my ass inspiration.
You heard it.
She's got a peach, babes.
Come eat it, lads.
Yeah.
Don't know where that came from.
Get yourself in there.
So get yourself in there.
25 a day.
Come on. I loved having you on.
Oh, thank
you. You've been amazing. If you've been watching, give it a like, subscribe. If you were listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye.
Bye.